Well, listen up, guys. It's time we did more housework, apparently, according to a new study published in the journal BMC Public Health. Apparently, housework will make us healthier. Let's ask Dr. Joe Kosterich if, in fact, that is all true. How are you, Dr. Joe?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Warren, and yourself?
Oh, I'm good. A bit worried about this. Is it time I pull out the feather duster?
Look, it's interesting work, and like a lot of these studies, you sometimes scratch a little bit below the surface to find out what really is going on. I'm sure some of the listeners are thinking, what, you know, who even does these studies, and how does that happen?
That's right.
They are self-reported surveys, and they looked at, it's a reasonably decent size, 15,300 men and nearly 21,000 women over the age of 65 in a number of countries, US, UK, Italy, Germany, I think it was 7 in total. And they obviously asked them to self-record the amount of time they spend doing various activities. So that includes cleaning, cooking, sweeping, gardening, home maintenance. There's a whole range of things that they've asked about. Mm. And also asked them about their health. And then they try to sort of correlate these things. Now, it's always important in any of these studies that correlation is not the same as causation. Two things may happen at the same time. It doesn't of itself prove that one has caused the other. What we do know, though, is particularly as people get older, they may be a little bit less active. And most housework is a form of low activity exercise. It's called incidental movement. Mm. There was some fascinating research I did come across some years ago that estimated that between the mid-1960s and around about 2010, the amount of calories that we were not using up through the advent of things like dishwashers, vacuum cleaners instead of sweepers, automatic garage doors, remote control for our TV sets. There's a whole lot of things you used to have to get up and do, or you have to get out of your car to open the garage door, or you have to stand there and physically wash the dishes. All of that incidental activity was worth about 2,000 calories per week. That is roughly one day's average, or slightly above, one day's average calorie intake. So if you're eating exactly the same amount of food in 1965 as you were in about 2010 and hadn't changed anything else in your life, at the end of the week, you've almost had like a day's extra calories that you haven't used up. So it is quite significant. And probably what this research is telling us is that in some way, these people are still being, the people who are doing more household activities are actually being more active. And we know that being active is good for our health.
Well, a carpet sweeper instead of a vacuum cleaner. Now, that takes me back. Can you even buy one now? I don't know.
You probably can't. And again, there are a couple of other aspects of this. One is that we know that relationships are also good for health. So, and this is in an older age group, you know, where both parties are probably getting in and sharing the load, that's probably good for household harmony. So that'll be a factor. And I think also, often when I do talks, give the example, if I get home at night, I don't really want to have to get, like when I was a kid, I remember getting out of the door, I'd have to open the garage door for mum or dad. Yeah. I don't really want to have to do that or even ask my kid, I probably wouldn't do it now, they're too old to do that. Get out and open the garage door. I can press a button. That's really good. That makes my life easier.
Yeah.
But it also means that it saves a bit of my time, same as if I don't have to get up to change the TV channel. I need to do some other sort of activity. So what this work is really saying is that we need to be active. And if that activity can be cleaning up the garden, if that activity might be, look, we won't put stuff in the dishwasher. We'll wash the dishes tonight. And maybe one partner is washing and one is drying. You can have a bit of a chat while you're doing it. You know, there's different ways of including incidental activity in your daily life. And that's really saying if we do that, that's good for our health. You know, other simple things you can do is when you go to the shopping centre, instead of driving around three times to try and find the park nearest to the entrance, you know, park a bit further away and have a walk. Maybe not on a day when it's pouring with rain, but, you know, you can find ways to do these things.
Well, I can just tell you from my own personal experience, Dr. Joe, that if I share the kitchen space with my wife, it never ends well. Simple as that. You can say what you want about sharing it. So it just depends.
Right, well.
It just depends on what we're doing. I do the outside work. I usually do the vacuuming and a bit of the cleaning. And I do the shopping, the grocery shopping. But depends on what you call sharing. I think not sharing the same task works better for us.
That's true. And that's, you know, one of the things, and sometimes a problem with with generalised public health type advice is it doesn't take account of individual circumstances. So if you're doing the groceries and you're pushing a trolley around at the supermarket, and it sounds like you'd think, well, that's not really exercise, but by the time you've gone up and down a dozen aisles, okay, you haven't walked 5 miles, obviously, but, you know, you have done a bit of incidental movement. Incidental movement, which is physical activity other than formal exercise, is a very valuable contributor to our overall health. So
I think it works for you. That's exactly right. I think if they wanted men to do more housework, they would have more masculine-coloured feather dusters.
Look, there might be a business opportunity
maybe
in that, Warren. Maybe we can, although these days of sort of neutrality and all this sort of stuff, we probably can't say these things, but maybe we could develop a range of blue feather dusters. You never know.
Yeah. I think the main point, though, being a bit more serious about all of this, is it's about doing, particularly older Australians in this study, it's about actually, as you said at the beginning of all this, it's about movement.
That is the central key. Does it say, look, you have to throw out the vacuum cleaner and get a broom? No. Do you have to throw away the TV remotes? You have to get up out of your chair every time? No. I mean, it's probably not a bad idea for all of us to watch a little bit less time sitting down on screens. But what it's saying is, number one, if we're more active, that's going to be good for our health. Number two, if we're in a relationship and that relationship is harmonious, and part of that is divvying up your own way in your own household, how that works best, then that's going to be good for our health as well.
Okay. And this bit I like, it goes to show you can earn some stripes here, because other studies apparently have found that men who make a fair contribution to the housework have a better sex life.
Well, look, there's nothing like earning brownie points, as they say. So, and it also that, or, you know, once more, it probably is more code for saying, well, if both partners are contributing, if the man is doing something that is perceived as being helpful and worthwhile to the household, then that's going to make the partner feel good, and those sort of things can be reciprocated in different ways.
Now, this when it comes to the effects of household on health, they looked at this study, as you said, found that elderly adults who spent between 3 and 6 hours on housework every day, 25% more likely to report good health compared to those who spent just 1 or 2 hours a day doing the housework. So,
yeah, that's where I think the statistics, you know, I think one has to be a little bit not too hooked up on the number of hours. I think what it's really saying is that if we're reasonably active, so I think there's a bit of a continuum. It's not like at 2 hours you get no benefit and at 3 hours you suddenly get all the benefit. Yeah. And it's going to vary day to day and week to week and according to your circumstances. If you live in an apartment, you're unlikely to spend a lot of time in the garden. And if you have in an area where there might be shared common spaces and somebody else is cleaning them, you might have less to do there. So, you know, it's very much saying being active, if you're a little bit more active, then you're going to get more benefit. But I don't think people should think, well, if I can't manage 3 hours, it's not worth my while. I think that those sort of messages can be distract us from the main the main message.
In other words, don't take it too literally.
Absolutely not. Essentially say, look, I can do things that are going to be useful for me and no circumstance for my partner. These are things that are going to keep me active. These are things, and some of it might be, particularly if you're doing a bit of home maintenance, or you might be looking at the garden and reconfiguring. I mean, it sounds funny to say it, but it can also challenge the mind as to, well, what are we going to plant there? What are we going to move there? So it's keeping engaged with life. And if we're engaged with life, we tend to do better health-wise, and as a consequence of that, we probably tend to live longer and enjoy it more whilst we're still living.
And they also said when adding sleep to the mix, the study revealed getting too much or too little can be negative or negate the benefits of housework, for women in particular.
Yeah, once again, I think we know if people get too little sleep, that is an issue. And for people, if they're not getting, for most people, about 8 hours, some people will be okay with a little bit less, then that can have a number of negative health effects. It's associated with higher rates of high blood pressure, higher rates of heart attack, higher rates of type 2 diabetes. Getting too much sleep, once more, it depends on the individual.
On the individual and the circumstances.
Might be a bit of a proxy for saying people who are sleeping more might already be in slightly poorer health and hence needing to rest more. So I suspect that finding is more the other way around.
Okay, I've got to leave it there, Dr. Joe. Thank you.
Okay.